Welcome to the Survival Prepper Show, where being labeled a crazy prepper is a badge of honor. Learn about disaster preparedness, survival, and get ready for whatever challenges might come your way. This is not your typical prepping podcast, and they won't be silenced by the censors. Here are your hosts, Duff and Dale.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. Good morning, everyone out in the chat and everyone listening on the podcast. Today, we've got a few things to talk about. Of course, Trump recently making his comments, and then a little bit of Twitter news. I know we've talked about that quite a bit, but there's even more stuff. Brian, you were talking about last week how can't wait till some stuff about the FBI being involved comes out. Well, it didn't take very
long. Sort of is.
Yeah. And I don't know about how it's direct involvement, but it's the way they do things. It's that whole indirect thing. So at any rate, we were right before the show, we were talking about this whole Trump thing. So I suppose we'll start it off with this. And what he did the other day, I've got this article. I tried to find the exact quote because you hear a lot of stuff about, oh, he didn't say this or he said that. And then you've got certain organizations that are going to take what he said and blow it up. But so I wanted to show exactly what he said. And even though these other places are sort of blowing it up, it still pisses me off. So what he said, I don't know if you can all see this in here. Let me put it on full screen and see if you can. He did this on True Social. A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. He posted on True Social, suggesting that he should be declared of the winner, be declared winner of the election retroactively. That right there, anybody in the government that has that says stuff like, "Hey, I should be able to do this and I should be able to do that and screw the Constitution," I'm over them. And that's any politician. And this right here just goes to show what I've been saying for a while now, that he's never been told no. He doesn't know how to lose. And it's all about him wanting, he's basically saying, we should do a recount. We should suspend all the stupid rules and everything to get me in office because I should be in office. And he's willing to throw away the Constitution, maybe not to that extreme, but he's willing to do whatever it takes to get into office. That's some scary crap to me. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, he says he's Mr. Constitution. And he's saying basically, you know, hey, I got screwed. Of course, I mean, by the way, the voting, way everything's supposed to be set up, you know, he's saying he got screwed. So Mr. Constitution's upset that he didn't get, you know, that got screwed, wants to put the Constitution on hold. And I get it. Like, let's say that he did get screwed. Like, okay, you're going to suspend our Constitution to go back and retroactively do whatever. The goal. It's what we said before the show. Trump's biggest problem is Trump. Yeah. He can't shut his mouth. Like, he can't tone his stuff down. He can't think things through. And I think that's because he's never had to, right? When he was CEO of his company, growing up as a kid, you know, being this the son of a, you know, a wealthy person and all that, you know, all of his stuff, he's never had anybody that's really had that could put him in check. You know, and then he made his bones on The Apprentice, telling people they're fired and being over the top. So that's like, I guess, his default setting. But if he would have ratcheted his shit down, a bit, been a little bit more level-headed, not blowing up, not using the identity politics that the people don't like, you know, oh, we don't like being called deplorables. The right doesn't like being called MAGAs, ultra MAGAs and all that. Well, then don't do it back to them. But if he would tone his stuff down, he would have stood a lot bigger chance. I think he's done now. Like with this whole, the Constitution. And I watch people on Twitter, because, you know, I'm all on Twitter these days, that are Trump supporters. Well, that's not what he said. They're taking him out of context. No, that's what he said. It's just like when the Trump supporters say he didn't tell everybody to go down and riot the Capitol. He didn't. I was listening to a speech. Now, what he did say was march down there and let your voices be heard or some shit. And I'm like, oh, saying a mob of really upset people to go somewhere and do something's never a good thing. But you can't constantly have it both ways. Like, you know, it's everything that he says is good. It's just like the Democrats on the Joe Biden side. everything that Joe Biden said, oh, no, he's good. Everything he says is fine. You know, they're blowing smoke up their own ass. And so I think he shot himself in the foot again. I don't think you're going to see that guy make it to the primaries. And again, his biggest, yes, did Trump, what did they throw nonstop crap at Trump from the Russiagate to the everything that they kept that dude under indictment or under investigation and under stuff for his entire presidency, 100%. And the vast majority of it was dumb. The Russiagate was totally the Democrat side. It wasn't his side. It doesn't matter. Remember, everybody enjoys when the other side is like on their heels going, oh, you're going to do the whataboutisms. Each side says it to the other. Well, this is on the Trump side. Stop with the whataboutisms. Make the guy own his shit. And he's just anybody. You can't be about Trump and for the Constitution. And when the guy calls for suspending the Constitution so he can get his presidency back, go, oh, yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
And you can't. And if you support him in that, then you're not supporting the gig. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. So yeah. No, I think the dude's done, man. I think I'm over Trump. I'm sick of him. I'm sick again. And we didn't ask for much. Quit running your mouth and being a bombastic meathead. Yeah. And he can't do it. He can't help himself. And at this point, it's like, dude, just go away. He's going to kill. Like if you're a conservative and you value conservatism, and that dude keeps running his mouth and doing what he does, he's going to hurt what you desire in politics.
Yeah. And that's what, because I read this before I even read anything else, because I know that anything he says, they're going to blow up. Like, you know, I've saw some things where they're saying he wants to just suspend the entire Constitution. That's not what he said. No. But he said enough to piss me off. And in that little piece, when I read it, first off, I was thinking exactly like what you were talking about. If this were Hillary Clinton saying this, if this were Biden saying something like this, I'd be super livid as well. And just because he's saying it and just because he's quote unquote stands for the ideals that I do, then I'm supposed to give him a pass on that? No, because it's about America. It's not about who the president. It's not about the politicians. It's about America and what it was founded on and where it's going. And if he's talking about just on a whim, you know, changing or you know, withholding things in the Constitution and all that, what happens when he gets into office and decide? And this is not just him. This is anybody. What happens when they get into office and decide there are things in there that they don't like, or they decide that once it's time to get out of office, they're not really feeling it? That's what concerns me with all this shit. There's a reason this shit was put into place in the first place. So, yeah, It got me to the point where I was trying, you know, like his last debate, I was like, it's not so bad. If he can just continue to do that, then he might be okay. Now, I'm not even on board with all that crap.
And that's not saying that the Democrats or the Republicans, the establishment, doesn't wipe their butt with the Constitution on a regular basis. I mean, we're going to talk about Twitter and we talk about free speech. We talk about the Second Amendment. They're constantly assaulting it. Like, you know, like, I mean, hey, make no bones about it. Big Second Amendment person. I don't think there should be any, I think everybody should be able to carry a firearm. I think there should be some training involved and all that, but I think concealed carry should be a thing of the day, especially nowadays when you have crime that's running rampant. Like you know, the whole idea that, oh, you're not allowed to, you can't defend yourself against criminals, you know, in a lot of places because they don't let you, because you can't carry, you can't, you know, so I'm all about the Constitution. I'm all about the Bill of Rights, all about that stuff.
Yeah.
But when you start throwing this stuff around, like, well, because it's me, because of this situation. Okay. So we suspend the Constitution. Now what, Trump? I mean, we've kind of suspended the Constitution in ways, right? Like, I mean, we got the Patriot Act. Yeah. Right? Once we start going down these roads, it doesn't go back. And you know what? In a way, maybe it's just all, I don't know, man. Maybe it's all just like, it's all just a BS conversation. Because we've already suspended a lot of the stuff that's in the Constitution with the way we're going and how they're doing stuff, you know.
They changed the rules all the damn time.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been thinking about it and I don't know, you know, I think we're more and more that I think about it, I think we're past the tipping point. I don't think we can overcome any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Because we have shit on the Constitution so much. We have violated all that stuff. No one gives, you know, everybody cares about rights and freedoms when it's good for their side, but not when it's, you know, going. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, Vision's in the chat, and then Fed Up American said his first live stream. He came over from Vision. So welcome, guys. Lord Ragnar also said Rumble isn't streaming. I just checked, and it is actually streaming for me. So maybe refresh your page.
I'm on Rumble right now. I'm watching Rumble right now. It's looking good. So maybe okay. I'd just go refresh your stream or something. But there's, I think, 12 people watching over there.
Yeah. And on that, while we're on that, it's one, thank you to everybody over on Rumble. We've been talking about it, you know, it seems like nonstop for the last couple of weeks. But we officially, our numbers at Rumble for this last video are still higher than YouTube's. So it used to be where we'd get a half of the views and all that stuff. And our subscribers over on Rumble are going up 2-3 times as fast as they are on YouTube. So I just want to say thanks to everyone over there for checking in and watching and all that stuff. And, you know, it's just fantastic. So appreciate that. But I also wanted to talk about, because all this stuff with Trump is not to say that there wasn't some, in my opinion, wasn't some weird crap going on with the voting, 100%. With the election, all of that stuff. So I'm not trying to say that he's completely wrong, I suppose, but the guy needs to knock his shit off. It's over. You know what? Like you were talking about, you mentioned it before the show, and I think you just mentioned it here too. I can't remember, but talking about how he needs to come out and say, when I get in, we're going to get to the bottom of this crap. We're going to see exactly what happened. We're going to change this. We're going to do that. Not say, I should be president. Let me in, you know, and that's what he's doing.
With the Twitter stuff and everything, I think he could make a fair argument. You know, I don't know if it would carry water. I don't know, but he can make a fair argument that, you know, hey, I should be president right now. And he could go about it different ways rather, you know, like just like you were saying, when I get in, and that could be a campaign thing for that would probably make all the MAGA voters. When we get reelected, I'm going to appoint Rudy Giuliani as the special prosecutor or investigator, whatever it is, to go look into all these shenanigans.
Yeah.
Right. Have that approach, you know, but like, I get it, you know, like he can make that argument that he's been screwed with nonstop since he came down the golden escalator, since before when they started investigating and before the election, you know, when they came up with all the Steele dossier and everything, we know that's all a bunch of garbage. And at the same time, dude, rise above. It was my problem with him during the coronavirus stuff. You didn't act presidential. I went through the other day and read through all of his, like a huge, like a bunch of his stuff that he put out there between tweets and statements he made in the first 3 or 4 months of the coronavirus. And dude, like if I read, like reading that stuff, it's like, you're a fucking crackhead, because it was all over the map. He didn't have a concern. And I know he was going up against, he was getting pushback and getting screwed with from the Dems. You know, he was getting screwed with by the deep state, all that stuff. Dude, be the steady leader, keep plowing forward and do your thing. And he didn't do that, man. He was just all over the map. So I don't know. I think you're going to see, I mean, who knows who it's going to be, but I think he may have just, he's just done himself in. I don't think he's going to get the support. He's, maybe he runs as a third candidate. I wouldn't be surprised to see him do that. I mean, it's not like the guy doesn't have billions of dollars.
I don't think he's got a shot anymore, especially after this, because that just pissed off a lot of voters that think kind of the way I do about the Constitution and about how the government is basically just running shit into the ground. He's part of that machine now. It to me, as far as the Constitution goes, as far as the, I saw that, I'm sure you saw it too, that Herschel Walker lost today. Big shocker, right?
Yeah. Well, it was close, you know. I mean,
they're both worthless, but.
Well, that's the whole takeaway that I have from it, right? Is you look at it, and like, I just before we started, I was on Twitter and someone made a comment. Oh, look, the woman abuser or something, because they had a thing going against Warnock that he had abused some woman or his wife or something, right? He got elected. Well, that was the same thing that the left was saying about Herschel Walker, that he was abusive and he had done shit. So when I come back to it, it's like, here's the problem. They both put up garbage candidates. And what, yeah. when I look at the Republican, here's the other thing. I looked at it this morning for a bit was one. I think Herschel Walker was a garbage candidate. They could have found better people. They could have found someone better than Herschel Walker. Right. Here's the other thing. How much did the Republicans truly want Herschel Walker to get elected? Because the Democrats outspent him by almost $100 million on advertising. And I watched Rona McDaniel, the head of the RNC, was on, Fox or somebody yesterday talking. And she's like, oh, no, I'm doing everything great. They put like $400,000 from Herschel Walker into like streaming ads on social media and stuff. And for Warnock, millions.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing. That's the Republicans not understanding fucking social media and advertising. And if you're not going to put the same amount of money that they're putting into Warnock, into Walker, you're going to get your clock cleaned in today's world.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Or it's, you know, intentional, like they really don't give a crap. And behind the scenes, all of this stuff is just games out front. And they don't care. That's why you got, you know, that Fetterman is in there because they put up Oz. You've got Herschel Walker, which what great football player and all that. Not a politician. Oz, not a politician. I mean, I just don't get all that crap. I got this slide. Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you go back to Oz and he's a carpetbagger. He's the same. We've talked about before. He had the same problem that Hillary had. She wasn't from New York when she was running for senator in New York.
Yeah.
All the right was screaming, well, she's not from New York. Well, that was the same thing with Oz.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, it's again, they're throwing up garbage that and I don't know what their litmus test is for. Fine. Maybe they have nobody, but go find somebody that has values. Right. Yeah. That like, you know, can go up there and say, yeah, I'm a screw up and own it. Right, go up there and have a person go up and that can go up there and motivate people. I mean, I don't know. Herschel Walker, when I listened to him talk and stuff, the few times I listened to talk, was like, it was hard to listen to that guy.
Yeah,
it is. You know, and again, like, hey, man, that guy's a football legend. Like, that guy is a stud. But as a politician, you're telling me that's the best we could do was to find a Herschel Walker?
I was reading something. 2 of 14 of Trump endorsed candidates actually won, and that says a lot right there. And that goes beyond just Trump too. That's Democrats. So if you're not putting up the people that can win elections, it's almost like you don't give a shit. And you know you're if you can't beat some of the yahoos that the Democrats are putting up, what does that say? This slide though. Talks about voter apathy and excitement over certain candidates. And I think this is really interesting because that's basically where everybody is. The first part, the 30% said they don't have time. I think that's an excuse. I just don't have enough time, especially with all the shenanigans going on these days with early voting and all that. But I didn't feel like I knew enough was 26%. And none of the candidates excited me, 30%. And that is the problem I think that we're in these days with all of this stuff. None of the candidates really, other than the one that I can think is a little bit intriguing out of everybody, is Ron DeSantis. Other than that, I mean, they're all just weaselly politicians or just worthless. Nobody's got anything real good to offer. I just saw the other day that what's his eye patch dude bought some shares in Google and Facebook and all that, some more stuff.
So Dan Crenshaw.
Yeah. So none of them give a crap about us. So it shouldn't be that hard to put out of all the people in this country, a couple people that really know what the hell they're doing.
Well, the problem is that the RNC picks they're out there helping pick the candidates or picking the candidates. And who do they pick? Do they pick someone that's going to be loyal to we the people? Do they pick someone that says that they sit down and start talking to them and they say, yeah, I'll push back on you all day when it comes down to voting for we the people? No, they don't look for somebody that has values that are aligned with the people. They look for somebody that has values aligned with the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about us. And that's the problem. And I think one of the problems that they have is especially on the conservative side. On the conservative side, I think you have a lot of people that are like, yeah, you know what, man? I'm not even going to vote for your ass. Like, yeah. 'Cause you're not representing me. You're not representing my neighbors. You're not representing we the people. And it's like, dude, I used to be a big voter. And now, like, I'm like, why the fuck do I want to? It's a waste of, and people are going to jump on me like, oh, no, it's not. It's your civic duty, blah, 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 blah. It's a waste of my day to go vote for an idiot that doesn't have my values. What? Just so we can say, ah, we got an R in the office.
Yeah.
Because the R is going to fucking push back on the Democrats. And but at the end of the day, he's going to do, because everything that we have right now, the system that we have, all the fucked up shit we complain about is a direct result of us voting for decades for the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
So and we have a system now that makes it almost impossible, if not completely impossible, for anybody but an R or a D to get in office. So like, what does that leave? I'll tell you where it leaves us. And I've been thinking more and more about this. You know what one of your preps should be? Make sure all your rifles are zeroed and make sure all your shit's ready to fucking go.
Yeah.
That's where we're heading.
Yeah.
There's no way out of this. How do we head out of this?
And that's exactly right, because the Republicans basically will do enough, tell you what you want to hear, do enough to get elected. And then once it's in Washington, once they're in Washington, it's the game. It's that Washington game. It's that deep state game that goes on. And that's the game they play. And they do enough things to hopefully get reelected. And then they say the right things. It's all, you know, all the social media crap. We're going to look into this. We're going to look into that. We didn't even get into the Twitter stuff yet, but we're going to look into this and that. Bullshit, yeah. You are. You're going to say you are, mm-hmm. and you're going to act like you're doing this and that, but you really don't care with all that stuff. Yeah. A couple things on the voting laws, though. I had a couple slides on this. We kind of went past that and into some other stuff, but I wanted to show a couple of these because even though I think Trump should shut his damn mouth, and I think that if there were anything real big going on back when he said it was, I think something would have come out because they were going after it double barrel. I mean, everybody and their brother were trying to figure this stuff out. But that's not to say that there's not some shady stuff going on. And that's not to say that some of the rules that have been changed over time shouldn't have been changed or should be amended and put back to the normal way. This slide right here talks about people want changes to election law, including banning harvest balloting and introducing national standards for vote count. 63% said they would support letting groups pick do not support letting groups pick up ballots from ballot boxes, basically. And then on the second one, 69% support. Should you have a national law that all ballots in elections should be counted within 24 hours of an election? Now, I want to get your thoughts on that, because that would be pretty tough, given the fact that there's so many different laws. What's that?
No, would it? We can do all kinds of polls and all kinds of shit in this country to find out like what color frog you like, whatever the fuck it is. We have so much stuff that we can come up and figure out. Yeah, this is how the American people voted, right? All this stuff that they're doing with the election process now is to make it all opaque and make it. But I watched Ronna McDaniel the other day talking on the media with the RNC. She said it. We need to get better. The Republicans need to get better at ballot harvesting. Now, prior to her saying that, the Republicans have already said ballot harvesting opens the door for cheating, for fraud. So what are the Republicans now saying? All right, well, we got to get better at fraud.
We got to play the game.
Yeah. So again, they don't open the system, right, to make it the system better. They open it so that the parties of one side or the other can benefit, right? That's why you see all the crazy voting stuff that goes in California and Arizona, all these places. They do it so a party can benefit.
Yeah.
You know, now the Republicans are just probably are figuring out, well, if they're going to cheat, we should probably cheat just as well or better. You know, yeah. And again, what are we doing? We're getting away from what the country's about. We're getting away from the will of we the people.
It's about the machine on top. Yeah.
It's about the establishment. It's about the oligarchy. It isn't about us. And that's why I say we are broken. We're not coming back from this, because the answer to ballot harvesting and the answer to have people that don't have faith in the election process isn't to tighten it up so people have faith. It's to loosen it up so that they can still get more, figure out ways to get more votes.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason. It's like this shit that went down in Maricopa County in Arizona on this last election where they had machines crashing and all this stuff. So you're telling me, and this is a pet peeve of mine. Before every mission overseas, you get together, everybody checks their gear. Everybody makes everything is operational. You check the vehicles, you check everything. Because if you're on the road, when something goes down and you have a vehicle problem, you have an equipment failure in the middle of a firefight or something, you don't get a redo. So either they're so stupid, they don't go and check out all this shit ahead of time, or the fact that it all fails is part of it. I mean, go back to the Atlanta thing. You know, I mean, this goes back to the Trump thing. Fulton County. I remember watching the election. Oh, yeah. They had to close one of the precincts because they had a water main break or water pipe break. And it was flooding and they had to get everybody out. So everybody leaves. And then that's when they later on, they get the videos of them pulling shit out from underneath tables. Then we find out that there was never a water leak.
Yeah.
So you kicked everybody out for a water leak. And then there wasn't a water leak. And you say, no cheating went on. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And I'm not saying that it won him cost him the election or not. I don't know if there was cheating, but the suspicion is cheating because you fucking lied. Right. Yeah. And so where do we go? Where do we go with this shit? Like, again, they are loosening up the system to benefit the politicians and not benefit us.
Yeah. And the more opportunity you can have, and the more you can convolute everything, the longer something takes, just like in Arizona, the longer something takes, the more opportunity for corruption and all of that stuff. And if you wouldn't lie to us in the first place about this or about that, then all of us, I certainly wouldn't be as pessimistic and just seriously questioning anything that comes out of any of their mouths if they were just honest about some stuff. And I'm not talking complete transparency. I'm talking just honest. But when you get caught lying so many times, how do you believe them?
Well, here's a question for you. Do you believe that being honest and making sure that the elections are efficient and honest and locked down so that there's no fraud? Do you think that promotes and then going the opposite way? Which one do you think promotes freedom and which one do you think promotes authoritarianism?
Yeah, because politicians are always going to be full of shit. But if you got to have free and fair elections, that's a staple.
If politicians are worried about getting booted out of office because they infringe upon the voters' rights, when they lose the ability to get kicked out of office for infringing upon the voters' rights, in other words, they can come up with votes no matter what, then that opens the door for them to be more authoritarian. It's what you see in overseas in these dictatorships and shit. Oh yeah, we had an election and the entire country voted for us. Not one person voted for the other guy kind of shit. That's where we're going.
Yeah. 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 And when they talk about all of these things like voter ID, I've got another slide I want to show here, and all of these things that the people want and we need to make sure they're fair and all this bullshit. It's to make the system all convoluted, because like this slide right here talks about, do you support or oppose requiring every voter to have valid ID to vote? 80% of the people agree that you should have an ID to vote. Do you think that U.S. citizens should be allowed to vote, or should undocumented aliens also be allowed to vote? 88% agree that you should be a U.S. citizen. So when all of these dickheads on the top, all these politicians talk about, oh, it's racist, it's this, it's that. Most 80% of the people, we want them to follow the rules, but they want to change the rules.
You want to talk about racism? A fucking person that goes out and says that like black people can't get IDs.
Yeah, that's a little racist. Vote.
That's some of the most racist bullshit I've ever fucking heard. That dude deserves, I can't say it, I can't condone violence so on here because that'll get us in trouble. But that person deserves something, right? Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, one of the laws is if a cop fucking asks me for an ID card, part of the thing that you have to do is, here's my identification. Right. You could shut down. Like if you go on and watch, there's like YouTube channels, Audit the Audit. It tells you how to interact with law enforcement and what their limits are and what you have to say and don't say. You pretty much have to show them your identification, like this to prove who you are.
Yeah. You want to get a job?
Like we have to have ID to get through life, to buy booze. You have to have ID to do so many things. But no, we don't want to vote. That's some race. That's some authoritarian. Let's find some bullshit in our laws. And again, like you said, I mean, how democratic are we when 80% of the country, I imagine the 20% are a bunch of fucking white Karen soccer moms and their beta husbands from the burbs that are saying that shit because they've never been outside of that.
Yeah. Right. Because they've heard the line. So many
80% of our country agrees that that's something that you should have. And let's say it's 75%. Well, that should be a law. Are they putting that law into effect? No, they're not putting that law in effect because it fucks with their reelection opportunities.
Yeah.
It fucks with, you know, Dan Crenshaw. What's he going to do? How's he going to get reelected? How's Nancy Pelosi going to get reelected? And heck, and they can't get reelected. They can't do insider trading. They can't sell favors to people. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, there comes a point like Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schitt and a lot of these guys. There comes a point where it really doesn't matter. Like right now, it wouldn't matter what Nancy Pelosi said. She would still get reelected if she wanted to. So Maxine Waters, mm-hmm. same type of crap. So yeah, it's I can't tell you how many reasons throughout my life I've needed an ID, and voting was never anything that I ever thought about. You talk about 100,000 different reasons why you need an ID, and voting is not one of them. So that's a complete bullshit. Just a way to convolute the whole system. Yeah. Nuts.
Look at Mitch McConnell, dude. Look at that. I mean, you want to talk about Nancy Pelosi and them. Mitch McConnell, that guy has such deep ties to China. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a weasel.
And everybody too. In Kentucky pretty much keeps voting for that old piece of shit to get back into office again.
Yeah.
Right. And guess what? When it comes to Herschel Walker getting money to vote, you know who controlled the purse strings for that?
Yeah.
Old fucking Mitch McConnell. That's the guy who didn't get him the equal amount of funding that that Warnock had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird.
When you think about this hypothetical picture of all these who would be sitting town at the dinner table in this deep state dinner table. You know, McConnell's right there, probably sitting right next to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and, you know, Kevin McCarthy and all these people that come on TV and talk a big game. But behind the scenes, it's all the same bullshit. Yeah. Crazy. Hey, before I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show, before we get into this Twitter stuff, though, over at the SHTF shop, I've talked about it a few times now. I'm selling some T-shirts. And yesterday, Salty Dog on Rumble bought a couple of shirts from me. And I wanted to show these real quick because they turned out pretty cool. He wanted a couple custom shirts with flags on the shoulder. And I think it looks pretty cool. I might start putting them on a lot of my different shirts and stuff. And he also wanted the Protect Your Nuts on the back of it, which is pretty cool. So if you want something custom like that, this is my whole point, let me know and I can make a shirt for you. Whatever you want. He also bought one of my, this is my favorite shirt, is it says, I don't know what, or it says, I know what your problem is. You're stupid. That is a shirt I've been wearing pre-Lisa. I think I have a shirt that is almost, it's almost falling apart, but it's like 17, 18 years old. I call it my Walmart shirt because you go to Walmart and you don't want to say anything out loud and cause a scene and all that. But if you wear that shirt, you know, it's like they're reading it. They know who they are.
you should print it backwards so people can read it in the mirror.
Yeah, that's true. But that is an awesome shirt. But yeah, if you want anything custom done, and I'm going to be putting some new designs, a lot more patriotic designs too. Like I said, I like that flag on there. New designs and stuff in the future. But if you have anything you want, if it's not on sale there, ask me and we'll see what we can do. With that, I wanted to talk about this Elon Musk stuff that just came out the other day. And when I heard this, I was kind of like, the name sounds familiar, James Baker. And then you come to find out, or come to remember, that he was the one all in on the Russiagate bullshit. He's the one that was in on the January 6th. And I believe he was a lawyer for the FBI and then was let go, right? Because of all the controversy and all that. Is that the case?
I don't know why he got let go. Remember, there's also a James Baker that was the, I think he was like the chief of staff for Ronald Reagan back in the day too.
Yeah, that's probably why I was confused. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this guy was one of the counsel, the FBI attorneys that I think he ramrodded a bunch of the stuff during the Russiagate and all that kind of stuff. This guy, This he guy's basically a straight said, up Democratic.
He basically said that Comey was fired because Russia told Trump to fire him.
Yeah. Like, dude, when I heard this thing that on the other day, because Matt Taibbi put out that, you know, hey, we were getting stonewalled and getting the information, like all access to the documents. And it was this guy, James Baker, because after he left the FBI, he went over and was this attorney for, one of the head counsel for Twitter.
Yeah.
Here's my question. If Elon Musk is such a great businessman he's not like Trump where I'm a great businessman. He's never said that. But at the same time, when you take over a company like that, you walk in and everybody who is a senior head of any department gets fucking fired.
Yeah.
Gone. And with him, like, dude, you got billions of dollars. Like, he should have had a dossier walking in there on every person that was in a senior leadership position to know their history, what they do. And that dude should have been gone from day one. So hopefully he got all this stuff cleared out now. But I thought it was pretty fucking stupid of Elon Musk to keep him around. Like,
yeah, you'd want to go in there and say, okay, who here's got ties to the FBI? Because granted, he's not like an ex-FBI agent. He's a lawyer, and now he's a lawyer for them. But what's to say there's not some sort of, and I wouldn't put it past the FBI one bit to say that, hey, okay, we're going to let you go, but what we want you to do is to continue to work for us, but you're going to do it over at Twitter. And you're going to be our go-between for all this. Because, you know, the FBI wouldn't do anything shady like that, like put informants into a group that wants to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer or anything like that.
He was the general counsel for the FBI. In other words, he was the top attorney for the FBI at the time. So, like, that guy should have been gone, right? And here's the thing that Elon should be doing right now. He should be doing looking down his entire role, directors or above, however deep you want to go into Twitter, because Twitter wasn't hiring people that weren't woke, hardcore DNC supporters.
Yeah.
So all the way down the line, now you might have your nerds that are computer software engineers that just want to work at Twitter that really, you know, they're more interested on, you know, rolling a D20 when they play Dungeons and Dragons than they are. They give two shits about what the Democrats and Republicans are doing.
Head in the keyboard.
Anybody in those senior positions and a lot of the leadership positions, policy positions, they're all part of the Democratic Party. Guaranteed fucking teed, they all need to go because they're going to sabotage your shit.
Well, and you would think that when he first got in, he'd be like, okay, anybody with FBI ties. Okay, Fauci's daughter, which I forgot that she was even involved with Twitter. She's got to be gone. I mean, there's some pretty big red flags that you should probably get rid of when you take over a company for the reasons and before you let this stuff out for the reasons that you are. So, yeah. But at the same time, it just shows how and this isn't just Twitter. This is all of these, and I've got another article from Sociable that I want to talk about with the World Economic Forum that kind of goes into the same thing, but it's all these social media companies. It's the government getting their hands into all of this stuff. The FBI making sure that they've got some sort of in to battle this quote-unquote misinformation and all that stuff. This article from Sociable, I'll show this real quick, talking about how the World Economic Forum says this lady that works there or is on one of their panels or whatever, but she says, we own the science and the world should know it. And in this article, I have the link below. It's a long article, but it's really good. She talks about how the World Health Organization and the WHO are working together. And because they have all these ins with these social media companies, they are ranked. Anytime you search for COVID information or something, you're going to see them on the front page because they've made these connections. They've made these connections with TikTok and stuff, with these influencers to push their narrative. So what they're saying is, they're saying they own the science, but since Bill Gates is the major funder of the world, the World Health Organization. Him and his companies are major stakeholders. So what they're really saying is Bill Gates owns the science. And when they own the science and when they can get their narrative out and push whatever they want, we're all just subject to whatever they feel like they're going to tell us is the truth. COVID didn't come from a lab and all of this and the vaccine cures the COVID and all that crap. So It's pervasive in everything is my whole point with this, with all of this different stuff, with social media companies. The amount that they're trying to grab this and strangle the amount of information that we have access to is just, it's going through the roof and it's going to get worse and worse. Newspeak.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they, I know when it comes to Fauci's daughter, my understanding was she was a software engineer and she hasn't worked there in like a year or longer. Okay. And that gets back to the whole software engineer. Like a lot of your software engineers are just a different breed, right? They're nerds, right? They're into the tech, they're into the ones and zeros and programming and all that. And I'm sure a lot of them are liberal and all that. I wouldn't sling mud on her just because her dad's the most notorious person on the face of the planet, who probably killed responsible for more deaths than Adolf and some of those guys. But at the same time, it just shows how these tentacles go, and it gets back to the politicians and everything. It's the deep state. And it's, if you don't think the deep, and I know anybody watching this doesn't think that the deep state doesn't exist, right? We all pretty much agree, but anybody that argues that the deep state doesn't exist, like that's the conspiracy theory, right? The truth is the deep state exists. If you argue that it doesn't, that's the conspiracy theory. And the tentacles run far and deep, because just like James Baker, he was the general counsel of Twitter, was the general counsel of the FBI. You don't think when he left and went to the Twitter, like whoever was running the FBI, the general counsel seat there, wasn't a buddy of his on speed dial?
Yeah.
Like it's all interrelated. I mean, it's how the system works. They wash one hand, it's a mess.
Yeah. And the big hubbub was just recently with him was that he was kind of going through the Twitter files before it got to Matt Taibbi. So he was basically screening it without anybody else's knowledge.
Didn't know, but even worse though. So Barry Weiss is part of this now. Barry Weiss is kind of like a Matt Taibbi. I think actually they do a podcast together. And so she was trying to get access to these files and she was getting stopped. She couldn't get access to write her articles. And so her or Matt Taibbi somewhere along the line said, hey, there's this guy, Jim, who's running interference on all these files, who's going through all these files. What's Jim's last name? And then they come out with Baker and they're like, oh, you got to be kidding me. This guy was in there, was slow rolling everything, actually stopping her from getting anything. Yeah. I saw a good post on Twitter today and I think it's what should happen. The guy was like, hey, Elon Musk, why don't you give all the Twitter files to WikiLeaks?
Yeah.
Plus do what WikiLeaks, I don't know if you've ever looked through WikiLeaks, dude, like
not really.
And how crazy it was. So WikiLeaks is great. Like it has all this stuff. I mean, there's so many documents from Iraq, so many documents, Department of State, congressional stuff and all that. It's great. If you want to go search stuff, like you can go search for it. Like I sat down one day and wanted to see, let me see what they had about Blackwater since I worked for Blackwater. And man, they had all kinds of stuff that you would have never seen otherwise. I think it's a great resource. Let all kinds of journalists go through it and go, yeah, this is what this is. But obviously Elon Musk wants to keep that internal because it forces right now the one place that's doing investigative journalism where the most investigative journalism is happening on the face of the planet, besides the survival preppers, is Twitter.
Yeah.
Right. Because everybody's tuning in, waiting to see what Matt and Barry Weiss drop, what the next stuff they're going to drop, because they're going to talk about the shadow banning. They're going to get, you know, when people are focusing on Biden right now, the left keeps saying the Democratic supporters are going, Biden wasn't in office when he did all this stuff. So it's no big deal. Right. It's not a problem with free speech because he's not the government. The FBI, though, we know was meeting with Twitter on and Zuckerberg talked about it at Facebook. The FBI was meeting with Facebook and I think Twitter, too, on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Telling them what to suppress, you know, and the White House where they have, hey, we need to deal with this and stuff like that. So we know that they were shitting on free speech.
Yeah. And this stuff is happening all over the world. The World Economic Forum making it their big issue. I mean, it's not just a United States issue. We just are focused on it because this is where we're from and this is what we see. But it's happening all over the world. Out in Europe and some other countries, it's locked down far worse than we could ever imagine. So it's that's the concerning part to me, is that this they're just trying to hold in all this information. And I get it to some extent, because there's some crazy shit out there that needs to be shut down. But when you shut down the whole conversation and all that you're allowed to hear is what they're saying, I think that's a pretty bad precedent to be setting. It's kind of like your kid, you know, having a curfew for your kid. And instead of having a curfew for your kid, you just tell them they can't go out at all because it's a lot safer that way. And then you don't have to worry about them. You don't have to worry about a thing. If you just lock them in the room, they're fine. That's kind of where we are. We're not allowed to go out and do anything.
Look at what we're talking about with Rumble and YouTube, right? Just a little while ago on Rumble, we had 28 people on Rumble. We have a third of the audience on Rumble that we are subscribers on Rumble that we do on YouTube. And we had 10 more viewers on Rumble than we did on YouTube at the same exact time. Right now we're watching this video. Yeah. What does that mean? It means we're getting suppressed by YouTube. I guarantee you, YouTube doesn't want any of this people talking about the Twitter stuff out there. Because this is because they're next at some point.
Yeah, it's Google is. I'm honestly surprised that there's not more, more stuff about Google. As big as they are and the reach that they have, I'm honestly surprised that there's not more that maybe they're just better at it. Maybe they've got more money and they can cover, they can make sure that none of this stuff gets out. You know that Microsoft and all of these different places, they're all feeding or information is available, maybe not feeding, but information is available to these three-letter alphabet agencies and all that from all these companies. So I'm kind of surprised that Google isn't more in the spotlight. Maybe it's just not.
I imagine Google's not in the spotlight as much because you have alternatives to Google that are legit. Like if I want to go search for something, I can go to Brave browser and it's the same open source software that Google's based on. I can get a similar search experience with totally different results.
Yeah.
Right. Like I can go look other places. I mean, the one problem you have with Google is Apple's Safari, their search engine uses Google. And DuckDuckGo, we know, has come out and said they suppress stuff now. Like we know
DuckDuckGo suppresses to go down stuff. The tubes.
So I think with Google, though, there are other options. Like you can do your own search and try to work it out. But when it comes to, and it's you're looking up information, but when it comes to you voicing your information or you voicing your opinion, you're not going to get anything.
Yeah.
Right. You know, that's where the problem comes, because you're not able to. We're not able to get this, you know, where they completely shut down the New York Post's thing on the Hunter Biden scandal. And the Democrats right now are going around. The big thing on Twitter is all the people that support the Democrats are running around against Elon and going, the Biden administration just didn't want to have pictures of Hunter Biden's, you know, dick floating around the internet. And it's like, so it had nothing to do with the emails that talk about him, that tied Biden into China, tied Biden in the dirty dealings in Ukraine and all that. It's they're gaslighting everybody right now on this. Like, and the problem that they're going to have is they're defending this first tranche of stuff that comes out. Meanwhile, Taibbi and Musk and Barry Weiss are sitting back there going through all this stuff. And they're going to have a bunch more come out, and it's going to shoot holes in everything they just said.
Yeah. Well, the mainstream media isn't giving it the time of day. They could give a shit. They're not touching it with a 10-foot pole. So, until, 6-8 months from now when everything comes out to be true, and then they'll be like, I've heard people talk about, I forget which reporter it was, but talking about how they're not covering it because it's old news. No, you... I was going to say something, but I was like, it's not old news. It's news you didn't cover. So how can it be old news if you never touched it in the first place? So it's just a bunch of excuses and all that bullshit. With Google, it is interesting, the search results you'll get, because if you're searching for something that we say it's a subject that we talk about, you're not getting, you're getting what the company line is from Google if you search them. It's kind of like the PTSD. We talked about this later. You put up a segment of the PTSD, and it got the lowest views on any video that we've done in a while. I was looking at it this morning. And, you know, maybe it's the video content, maybe it's just not popular, whatever. But I was looking at it and I was thinking, This is because Google, YouTube has decided that you, a vet that's gone through this and gone through the treatment and all that, is not as credible as NBC or ABC, some reporter that has no idea what they're talking about, but they bring on a doctor to talk for 30 seconds on it. That's more important than you going through your experiences and talking about it and doing the things that we did in that video. That's the danger of all this crap. You get the company line, and that's exactly what you're going to get. Well, somebody talking about it from a real experience, now that's not approved.
Well, and that's the gig right now too, right? That's where I don't know if it made any traction, but they were trying to propose a law, and like I said, I don't know if it made any traction, but here in the U.S., that would automatically put official, you know, like well-known sources of information, CNN, NBC, above everybody else. It would weight them heavier.
Yeah.
Than like you and I, right? We know we get downgraded, and vision preparedness, and they're watching this and others. We get downgraded because we're part of the prepper community. The minute you say, hey, let's talk about first aid kits and bug out bags, you're getting downgraded. But here's one that gets even crazier. Canada right now has a law that's going where they're trying to regulate the internet and a bunch of stuff. And Canada is trying to put a law in, or trying to work it into their rules and regs, laws, whatever up there, that the Canadian government gets to wait. What, you know, the waiting, like who gets number one on search engine results and everything, that the government gets to decide who gets ranked on search engine results.
I'll tell you what, watch Canada and you can see what's coming here, because Canada in my whole lifetime has always been that place up there that, you know, a bunch of polite people just going about their job, doing their things. But not anymore, man. Now it's getting to the point where if you've got that bothers me a lot. I didn't know that. You've got the government. And this is what this lady was talking about with the World Economic Forum, too. When they get involved, these unelected shitheads get involved and decide what information is on the front page. Because let's face it, most Americans, I'll go to page 2 or 3 on Google, but most Americans, it's the first few results, and that's all they look at. So if the government can put their stuff right up there, that's all they need to do. And then just cross their fingers that those, you know, 90% of the people are going to pay attention to those listings, and the other 10% might go down to page 2 or page 3. But, you know, that's incredibly frustrating. Yeah. I didn't know that about Canada. But that's how that's how they're doing all this crap now. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse until it's completely you're allowed to, almost like it used to be where you had one radio station, Rush Limbaugh, right? Or you had some AM stations that had some crazy asses like us talking on it and talking about some weird stuff. Then you had the real crazy ones that Lisa listened to talking about aliens and stuff. But these days it's all over the place. So they need to kind of squash all that stuff down, and we're going to have to kind of find another place. You know, Rumble is that place right now. What happens later on when you got to find another place? Facebook was great in the beginning, and Facebook changed, so Facebook is no longer that place. YouTube is almost, who knows now. But, you know,
The only reason I stay on Facebook is to have the ability, if one day I ever decide to advertise, because Facebook's a great marketing platform. That's what Facebook is. Remember, Facebook's not about social media. It's a marketing platform. It's designed for people to be able to sell ads. That's why you see so many ads in your feed.
I'll probably get on there with some t-shirts at some point. Once I get everything rolling to the point where I like, I'll probably get on there for some t-shirts and stuff. But I don't get on there anymore. And I feel bad for the group I have over there, because it's a bunch of really good people. But I just cannot get on their website because it's so vanilla. It's almost just boring doing it. So, yeah.
Well, and you know, you got, I think the left needs to be careful. Again, we talk about the pendulum swing, right? And they cried like stuck chickens, or bled like stuck chickens, whatever the term is, for a long time over Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh's full of shit. Rush Limbaugh this, Rush Limbaugh that. You know, he's only talking to one audience. He doesn't give equal play, all that kind of crap. Well, and then they're all happy when it happens on social media. Yeah. Again,
one side,
like the nuclear, like Harry Reid's nuclear option. Be careful on what you wish for and what you approve, right? Again, freedom is a great thing. And the price of freedom is not so much, I'm talking about the military price, but the price of freedom is being uncomfortable when someone says some shit that you detest.
Yeah.
And that they have the ability to say it. So right now they're happy because they're in the social media driver's seat by and large, minus Twitter maybe now. And at some point that pendulum is going to come back and they're going to scream bloody murder, right? They didn't like it when McCarthy was going after him in the 50s. Right. And that's where they're fucking headed, because when this pendulum comes back, there's a bunch of people on the right that are really tired of getting fucked with and are just waiting to break it off into some woke bullshit ass the first chance they get.
Yeah.
And it's coming. It's going to happen at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of on that, there's this case going on here. Well, it's from Colorado. It's going on in the Supreme Court now. I'm sure you've heard about it. I can't believe I'm using a Vanity Fair article, but I just grabbed it for the headline. I'm not going to go through.
Well, that's what you that's what you read all the time, isn't it?
Never. Never. They're worse than the New York Times and they're like the New York Times and Washington Post and all them put together, but. The Supreme Court to hear a case whether a website designer can refuse service to LGBTQ customers. And this woman, I think this is a really interesting case, because this woman that runs the site decided not that she wasn't going to build them a website. And now it's going up to the Supreme Court. And I hear people talking about how if she's allowed to do this, that means there's businesses that will be allowed to not accept black people or Muslims or brown people or whatever, right? And I'm thinking, okay, because this isn't the 30s anymore. Let somebody put a sign up on their door that says black people not allowed and see how long it takes until that company goes out of business. But I have a hard time with, and my religious stuff, there's the religious side of this as well. I have a hard time with you know, being forced to do business a certain way, regardless of what that is. There are other options out there. Why can't they go to some other place and get their
stuff? My understanding is it's not even about her building them a website. It's they wanted her putting the message on the site, something that was pro LGBTQ kind of thing, or whatever the fucking the initials are today. Right. And she's like, that goes against my values. I'm not going to put that message up there. And my warning to the fucking woke crowd that are getting behind this is be careful, because I'll do it out of spite. And I don't think it's going to swing back with the way the Supreme Court is. I think they're going to get shot down, but who knows? But if it swings back the other side, I hope a bunch of people go find LGBTQ businesses and start putting shit on there. Like, you know, gay being gay is a choice. Yeah, I want you to put that on my fucking cupcake, asshole.
See if that
happens. Oh, no, yeah. I can't put that on there. Oh, no. Like, see, they want to play this game. Again, this goes back to the pendulum swing. Watch out what you wish for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, dude, stop forcing people on that shit. And you know what? If someone's a dickhead and they want to fucking discriminate and they want to be all that, well, then go fuck off and I won't give them my business.
That's, you know? That's exactly
Pretty soon, it's like, you know, maybe she has enough people in her area that believe the way she does that she can support her business. If not, she goes out of business.
Yeah.
But trying to force people to do shit and this, oh, you have to say this. You got to put this on our website. I'm not down with that, man.
Yeah.
You know, if you really like the way she builds websites, have her build your website and then hire a web service person that can go in there and change the text. I don't fucking know, but be careful when you go down that road, because you're going to have people that come back to, but you're going to have some fucking Klan dude show up and say, this is what I want on my fucking cake, birthday cake, dickhead.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do? Oh, no, we can't do that. You know, it's like, come on, man. Like, let's just let you know, again, you can't be a discriminatory fuck. And at the same time, people do have values. I'm not going to put, you know, I say it all the time. I'm not the most religious person in the world. I'm not going to fucking make somebody that's religious do some shit that goes against their fucking religion. Like, yeah. That's just idiotic.
Well, and that's the tough conversation with all this, because they are two diametrically opposed ideologies. But at the same time, you can't just completely condemn one side to benefit the other. It can't work like that. There's got to be some sort of debate or some sort of compromise or whatever, or just continue to do this. But you see this slowly going down this path where it's not going to be about LGBTQ and hate crimes or anything like that in the future. It's going to be about the government being able to tell you to do and not to do whatever you want. Like I said in the beginning, if you want to be that idiot that puts a sign, no black people allowed, I think it's horrible. And I think that company would probably go out of business these days.
Probably get your ass kicked.
There would be three or four people going in there and you'd be afraid to leave because there's a mob of people outside waiting to kick your ass. But it's the choice of the people, I think. And it's just I just don't like it when
well, but see, as that's a business the thing. Owner, she's you're forced saying, to
do something.
She's not saying she won't service them. What she's saying is, like using your example, saying, hey, I'm not going to let this person, this race into my establishment. No, fuck you. If you're opening doors for business, you're going to let everybody in. And by coming in, that person at the back of the room doesn't say he has to love you. Right. That's kind of where I see this thing. They're saying what she has to say. Like, you have to, you know, because she said, I watched an interview. She's like, no, I'll build anybody a website. I'm just not going to put the message on it that they want me to put on because I disagree with it. Now, you know, is she making a point? I don't fucking know. I'm not in her head. But when you start telling people things that they have to say, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
You know, again, you can't, dude, you're going to open your doors of business. You ain't going to stop anybody. Well, I guess you're going to stop everybody except for a Second Amendment person. Because if you're a Second Amendment person and you're packing, you can't go in. But, you know, it's that kind of thing. And, you know, again, they're taking stuff more and more out to these extremes with shit. And they're not going to like the answers when it comes back and bites them in the ass. It's like I saw the other day on with this ruling on Twitter. A bunch of people were going at it. And you see all the people talking about expanding the court. All these people from the left. Oh, the court's broken. We need to expand it. And I'm like, huh, it's really funny. I never heard from you motherfuckers for like the 40 or 50 years that the court's been voting left that it ever needed to be expanded. It just was until going by the rules that you were good with for all these years, shit got changed. And they're all, and they go back, well, you know, Trump pushed in all these things. Hey man, it's not my fault that Obama didn't fucking push a Supreme Court justice in when he had the opportunity because Mitch McConnell stuffed him. The Democrats could have, that's the political games that go on. That's these politicians everybody keeps fucking electing.
Yeah.
Right. But you have they want to pack the Supreme Court. We want to go to 13 now, so that way they could try to get the majority. And then the next time a Republican comes in, all right, we're going to 15. Fuck you. You know. Yeah. Then pretty soon you got a thousand idiots on the Supreme Court, kind of thing. Like, hey man, you didn't bitch about this when it benefited you. Stop bitching about it when you got to suck a dick on it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe your analogy is better than mine because, yeah, we went through that whole segregation shit and it was some pretty bad crap. So, but at the same time, though, it was the people that made such an uproar about it. Black people, I mean, just everybody that made such an uproar. No,
you know
about
what it was?
That it changed. It forced the government to change.
Yeah, it was people that did things right. It's like, you know, and it's like Martin Luther King going out there doing the Gandhi shit. Like, I'll walk into your fucking clubs, you racist fucks, and I'll get beat down with them. And we'll keep coming back and we'll keep coming back. You can't stop it. Right? That's a fucking movement right there.
Yeah.
This shit they're doing now is just like, dude, they're trying to legislate some bullshit. Yeah. It's like, knock it off.
And that's kind of my point with this is if there's enough, you know, if it's such a big issue, there's going to be uproar about it. There's going to be people standing up against this company or whatever. Right. And the company would go out of business because if she was truly doing these really hate crime type of things, but she's not, like you're talking about. It's not like she's denying service altogether. She's just saying, I'm not going to do that because it goes against my thing. And you're right. What happens when an LGBT website builder starts having to make stuff for the Klan or whatever, you know?
Yeah, for anti-gay people. We'll see how it goes, man. I think with the makeup of the court, I don't think they're going to get very far on this one. I think it's going to get stuffed. And so watch, that thing will come out in June. You'll have a bunch of protests next June over it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's the whole goal. I guarantee you, maybe it was these people that initially got pissed off about it, but then maybe the ACLU or some group got a hold of this and said, oh, no, we need to blow this up. We need to make this a huge deal.
Well, I think what it was, I imagine what it is people in the area figured out that that's her thing, and they went there to fucking prove a point. Targeted. I think they went there to try to stuff it down her throat, and then like, oh no, like she's willing to go to ground for it. So,
yeah,
you know, again, it's, you know, and it, I'm kind of like, you know what? If someone doesn't like me because like I'm a Southern California fucking surfer kid with a dirty mouth and you know all the other bullshit I got going on, and like you don't want to do business with, good. I don't want to be around your fucking ass if you don't like, if you think I'm a, you know, you want to fucking be a dickhead to me just because of who I am kind of shit. Like, okay, fine. 86, you know, get the fuck out. Like I'll go do something else with some, we do it as it is anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Like what, you know, there's how many people are you going to find that are going to go out there? Just in the general area, like we do a lot of, you know, especially me, I go do a lot of like online business stuff where I'm in different groups and stuff like that. And as soon as people find out I'm a prepper, it's like, oh, you're one of those kind of like, you get that notions. Shit, right? Like, dude, like we have so many different ways we fucking discriminate against people and all that. It's like, fine, I'll go stick with my crowd. I'll call Dale up, you know, I'll call Vision Preparedness up. Hey, what do we got going on, man? Like, hey, can we do videos, this and that? It's like, stop trying to legislate people. And again, this is more dictatorship, more authoritarianism, which, you know, people like, how free are we? I think we're hardly free at all. Yeah. You know, you think about it today in America, besides that, the kind of stuff, if you got 10 grand in your car, or your pocket, and you're driving down the street and the cops pull you over, there's a good chance they're going to take your fucking cash. Ah, you must be a drug dealer. Prove it. Like there's so many things that go against freedom in our country. What eminent domain, you know, the city wants to build a shopping mall where your family's house has been for 100 years. Now you got to go. And we're taking your shopping mall. It's what they're doing in France and in the Netherlands right now.
Yeah.
All those farms that they're trying to take, they're like, oh no, we're trying to shut these farms down to environmental reasons. No, you and your fucking cronies, the government and its cronies, are trying to get their farms so they can get cheap land.
Yeah.
Right? That's all this shit is. It's all power plays. It's all this stuff with this lady in Colorado is a fucking power play by the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break.
There was a story I heard this morning, so I don't know a lot of the facts on it, but it was a restaurant in Vermont or something like that who had, I don't know if it was a conservative group, a religious group or whatever, but they basically told them to get out of their restaurant because they made the staff, somebody, one of their staff bitched and complained about it. I don't know if it was a Christian group. I don't know if it was conservative, whatever. So they were allowed, they told them to get out of the restaurant. I think that's fine. You know what? It's their choice. I think there should be, you know, it's up to those people or the people that hear this story to start raising hell about that company. I think that's the way you do something. But if this goes through where this lady is made to have to make that slogan on the website or whatever, what's to say that restaurant in Vermont can't get sued or get in trouble for booting somebody out that is a conservative because the whole staff is a bunch of liberals. It's kind of the same thing, or it would be, you would think, but it, you know, maybe not. Maybe it'll depend on how the law is written. Because you got some mullet
thought going on right now.
What's that?
Is your mullet getting in the way of your thinking right now?
yeah. No, it's all gone. I'm just saying they pick and choose rules. So it's fine when it's on this side. Religious groups are getting shafted right now, and LGBTQ it's acting like it's, you know, the other one doesn't exist. So I'm saying that the rules don't apply to both sides. So just because if you're kicking out conservatives, it may all be maybe okay. If you're kicking out liberals, there's got to be some sort of reason. There's got to be some sort of hate crime reason that you don't like liberals for this or for that. So just saying the rules don't apply equally.
You shouldn't be able to kick people out of your business for your beliefs. You shouldn't kick people out of your business for, you know, for them being human beings, man. Like that's not the way we should roll. And if you do, you know what? Again, that's where you get like, dude, get protests going, get out there, bring that shit to light. But this stuff suing people because they, you know, like, hey, I don't want to put your message on a cake. Well, why not? Because I don't like your, I don't approve of your mess. It goes against, or it goes against my beliefs. You're an asshole now. So it's like, that's like, again, that's like telling that, that LGBTQ person that God hates the LGBTQ community, or God doesn't approve of your lifestyle kind of shit, and put that on my cake. No, you can't do that, man. It's like, I'm not going to force somebody to do that. Like, dude, if you get it, it's going to be all fucked up. And then you're going to sue me because, oh, well, my cake's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't know what the whole thing, cause it's,
it's more woke. They're trying to weaponize the woke ideology. We're going to force our shit down your throats. And again, this is where I come back that I don't see us pulling back from this stuff, because it's gone from the, like, let's have a discussion and let's come up, find common ground. And let's figure ways out it to, no, I'm just going to force my shit. It's a bunch of fucking Karens. I'm getting ready to head back out to California, going out to LA where they're talking about fucking masking again. Right. And all this stuff. And I was talking with a friend the other day that's out there, you're finding out the lay of the land. And it's a bunch of Karens. Like, literally their kid was at school and they had a dust up because some other little kid was like, what are you eating? And he's like, well, I'm eating a tuna fish or I'm eating like a bologna sandwich or whatever, you know? And the other little kid who's eating a tuna fish sandwich is like, ooh, you're eating animals, and started talking shit. It's like these Karens out there who live in $3 million homes and sit around with their, you know, having $100 lunches while a homeless guy's taking a shit around the corner because he doesn't have two pennies to rub together. They're sitting out there and they're pushing their virtue signaling bullshit on everybody. This case in Colorado, it's a bunch of virtue signaling trying to push their woke ideology on their stuff. And I think the problem that they're running into more and more, it's like you with t-shirts, more and more people like, fuck your woke shit. I don't care.
Yeah. There are certain things in society that are important, that, you know, the whole discrimination and all that crap, that we've advanced so much as a country. To where we are now, and in spite of the shitheads that are up on top, there are a lot of things that are super important, and we should evolve and we should advance. But then there are some that are just going to whittle away.
I caught something the other day that says one out of five kids that went coming through the pandemic has like thought of suicide or some crazy shit. Right? Where's our mental health treatment that we should be focusing on? Where's all the stuff that as a society will make it better for we the people? Some lady on Facebook the other day posted a thing and she's like, you know, before me and my husband joined the Navy, we made sure we lined up everything. So when we got older, we'd have health care for life and that everything would be like that. We could have a comfortable life afterwards. And she's like, now that they're older, because the military's kind of fucked around with some of their health care over the years. They're like, we literally have to pay money for our Medicare on some of our shit. They're like, our 401ks are like, we're getting fucked on how that's being done. And she's like, we literally tried to do everything right. But our system is such that we're playing these fucking games. And you got people who are retiring after 55, 60, 70 years of work who can't afford to retire.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Because we're playing all these other fucking games. We're giving, you know, hundreds of millions of, we're giving millions of million, billions of dollars to fucking Ukraine, wiping our ass with money, all the stuff that we're doing, focusing on all this bullshit. And we have people in our country of all fucking races that are suffering.
Yeah.
Go to the south side of Atlanta, then hop and see how it is in the south side of Atlanta. No fucking businesses that are open, no jobs for fucking people, hardly any fucking hope for people to get out of it. And then drive to Appalachia and drive up back up into some of the areas of West Virginia in the hills and see what those people have going on. You know what they all have going on? They're sucking a big American dick. That's what they have going on.
Yeah. It's just a really tough subject. And I just want to be clear. I'm not saying that it should be, I'm not really saying it should be okay to put it. You should be able to put up a sign. No gays allowed or no blacks allowed. I think as a society, we better be past that. You shouldn't
be able to put up that sign.
Well, I think as a society, we better be past that. And if something like that were to happen these days, I can't imagine the uproar that it would cause, and rightfully so. But at the same time, I think there's, when you get into the weeds with like something like this, where you're dictating every certain aspect of somebody's private business. You're
dictating what people have to say and how they have to say it.
Yeah.
That's the problem with this. And it's like, you know, it's like what they're saying is, hey, Brian, you know, you need to say that you love our exalted leader, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
That's what they're kind of saying, right? You
can't put FJB on a cake.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So no, they're dictating what we say and how we have to say it. And it's like, again, you know, that's 1984.
Yeah. 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 It'll be interesting to see how this works. I think, like you said, I don't think it's going to go through. There was a case like this a decade ago or so too, something similar to this, that actually I think went the other direction. I can't remember what it was. I think it was a cake. Maybe it wasn't a cake shop. I think it was a cake shop, and that's why I'm thinking.
Yeah, it was a cake shop. He's in Colorado, and he's still going at it. They still have court cases and stuff going on. I think he got ruled against. Now he's fighting him again about something.
Yeah, crazy. First world problems, I guess. You know.
Well, I think they're real world problems. You know, I mean, again, we need to.
There are, to some extent,
have a system in our, think about our system, right? Look at our justice system. I saw some guy talking about justice today, and he was from the right, and he's trying to say, you know, oh, well, you know, this is, we have a just system. And I'm like, only because you're a rich fuck.
Yeah.
Right. We don't have a just system. Like, dude, if you don't have the money to defend us and you're getting to defend yourself, you're either going broke trying to do so, or you're going to fucking jail because you get some public defender and you get, you know, that you end up, hey, well, here's a plea deal. Take two. I watched, there was a case the other day, and it's a case out of Texas. I believe it was Waco. I could be wrong on the city. And the lady, and people could disagree it as much as they want. It's her fucking kid. Lady was coming home with her kid from like karate practice, and her kids were going at in the back of the car, and the kid was causing a problem. She told him to get out and walk the rest of the way home. I guess he was like 9 years old or something like that. She's a couple blocks from her house. They live in an area that doesn't have any crime, and he's walked home a bunch. Some Karen saw him, and maybe this is me just being an old fucking guy that, like, yeah, kids can walk home. Like, I, you know, I'm not a dad. And you know what? I grew up riding my skateboard to school, back home, and all the shit. So, okay, whatever.
I'm a dad, and some I agree lady, with you. So,
some lady called, the kid was a block from home, two blocks from home. Some lady called the cops. Obviously, it's not a very crime-ridden neighborhood because the cops were like right there, lickety-split. Yeah. Picked the fucking kid up, took the kid home. The mom ended up going to jail, and she ended up having to plea bargain to like some sort of child endangerment for letting her kid walk home. She lost her job because she worked at like some sort of daycare or something like that. Can't work at a daycare anymore. Had to do all kinds of community service, spent a ton of money having to defend themselves in court, ended up doing some jail time over it because as a parent, she felt her kid was capable of fucking walking home.
Yeah.
That's the Karen ass bullshit society we live in, where everybody's trying to dictate and use law enforcement to dictate how you have to fucking behave. That 1984, I mean, everybody saw the movie, him sitting up against the wall because he didn't want the eye of 1984 to sit there and watch what he was doing.
Yeah.
That's where we're headed.
And that goes for all the stuff that we've been talking about today too, because it's that controlling the information. It's telling you what you can and can't do as a business. It's telling you basically what you can and can't do as a parent. It should be your choice as a parent. If you want to be a shitty parent and make your kid walk, and not saying this woman is, but I'm using an extreme case. You want to be a shitty parent, make your kid walk three miles home from school through the hood. It should be your right. If something happens, maybe you do get child abuse, filed against you or something like that. But if you're doing something like this that is putting no your kid is not in any harm whatsoever.
Well, here's granted, the question
who knows
for
what
you.
Happens.
Here's the question
that's the world
for you.
We're living in.
What if you're a single parent that lives in the hood and you're having to work two jobs trying to get by?
Yeah.
Right. You know, that's like, I think Kamala Harris that got behind the whole thing of locking parents up whose kids were truant. Like, dude, that isn't going to hit some fucking Karen that lives up in the hills outside of town in the suburbs.
Yeah.
That's going to hit some poor mom who's a single mom raising two kids trying to do the best she can. Who doesn't know that little Johnny's out being truant. And even when they jam, even if she doesn't know it and it happens once and they jam up little Johnny, now mom has to take a day off work to go or more than a day to go defend herself and deal with all the bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like.
I tell you what, my sister, she's got, you know, he's grown up and I love him and all that, but he was, I'll just put it this way. He was a handful. And there are times, and she had to work two jobs because her husband or her whatever was gone. And had to work two jobs, and she had to deal with that on a constant basis. So it's, you know, it's not something, and it was out of her control too, because he was going to do whatever the hell he wanted to do, regardless of what she said. So sometimes, yeah, it's like you get the mom or whatever working two jobs and can't afford to do this and can't afford to spend the time that she wants with that child. And then all of a sudden they're under the,
and let's be honest, is keeping kids in school really about making sure a kid gets his education or is about making sure that school gets money?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Cause I know when I went to school, and I used to,
too.
Yeah. Well, I know when I used to cut class, it was because it was after homeroom, because homeroom is if you missed homeroom, that's what they check marked that you were in school that day. And that's how the school got its money. They didn't give two fucks if you were gone after that. If you missed homeroom, that call went to the house. So as long as you got the homeroom, you could blow off the second period on, you were good to go. No one gave two shits.
Yeah. Yeah. There were plenty of times where after lunch, I never made it back to school. So
yeah.
There were quite a few of those.
You know, and you know what? And here's the problem. You got cops out there enforcing that stupid shit. Like, hey, take the kid home and say, hey mom, do you realize this could be considered a crime? And like, and you could go to jail for this by letting your kid walk home. Educate.
Yeah.
Do shit. Right. But oh no, you didn't give the right answer. You're getting arrested, kind of shit. Nah, man. Again, this is the problem. We have so many problems in this society that we have such a good thing going on that we actually are trying to fucking make problems. You got to write this on a cake. You got to put this on a website. We're gonna jam you up for your kid walking home. You know, hey, your kid lives in Beverly Hills. Does that mean that there's not some fucking sickos running around everywhere? No, but man, you know what? At some point, your kid has to get used to going outside. Like, yeah. Man, it's going to be really weird when they hit 18 and oh shit, what's out here?
Maybe work on some of the crap, the reason why society is so much worse than it was 20 years ago, as far as all the just people being mental and doing whatever the hell they want. Maybe start working on some of that crap and leave the mom alone. Let her do what she wants with her kid. At any rate, I think we are done here today. Like I said, with the t-shirts, if you're interested, go over to the shtfshop.com, check those out. And if you're interested in something that maybe is not on there, but something that, you know, you have any ideas, let me know. We'll see what we can get done. Now, we've also got some food storage, long-term food storage over there, if you're in the market for that. Do you have anything else today, Brian?
No, man. I think we've ranted and raved enough about the state of affairs in our country.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, and once again, everybody over at Rumble, everybody here on YouTube, appreciate y'all watching. But Rumble, appreciate you helping us kind of grow that and build that up
crowd,
over
there. Man.
It's kind of exciting watching how that's going compared to this YouTube. I'll just put it that way.
I've been sitting over on Rumble a lot now, watching more, because I used to sit on, you know, watch a lot of YouTube videos over, you know, on YouTube, and all the shows that are worth watching are over on Rumble.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, with their user interface and all that, there's a lot they can do over there, and hopefully a lot they're going to do as far as finding stuff and the way you can view different things. But it's, if you want to listen to people actually speaking the truth and saying how they feel about things, or, you know, speaking what they believe is the truth and saying what they feel about things, that's where to go. You're not going to get that over here. You're going to get ABC News and NBC News and, Tim Pool or Crowder whenever they decide to let them, you know, talk, which is, you know, I'm surprised Crowder's still here, honestly, on YouTube.
Yeah.
But he is. is by well, a thread. I'm surprised. I think the only reason he is because he makes him so much damn money.
I'm surprised that both him, two opposite ends of the spectrum, both him and Jimmy Dore are still kicking on YouTube.
Yeah. It's because there's a lot of money right there. So at any rate, appreciate it, everyone listening to the podcast and watching and all that stuff. We'll talk to you all on Sunday night. Take care and prepare. We'll talk to y'all later.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Survival Preppers. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us on YouTube for our weekly live shows. For more information or to connect with Duff and Dale, visit thesurvivalpreppers.com or thebugoutlocation.com for members-only content and prepping courses. See everyone next time.